This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
I'm Steve Hills. I'm doing 6129 planning, and I'm on week 4.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Tom.
So, Steve, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I fixed tail lifts on trucks, a mobile engineer.
So are you still doing that job?
Yes, then? I am, yes.
Is it full-time, is it?
Yes, it is, yes.
So how are you sort of balancing it around the course then? Are you finding it easy?
I wouldn't say easy. It's taken 2.5 years to get to week 4, but yeah, it's easy enough.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yep.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
I have, yeah, since I was a little boy. Just obviously pursuing my career now.
Have you been doing any sort of little plumbing jobs or getting an experience outside of your course then?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I've been basically doing private work and stuff to try and just get hands-on experience. I've got my own website set up so people can see and business cards and just seem to be doing little bits here and there just to see, to keep my hands in.
So, Steve, can you tell us a bit about your website then and how that's been helping you?
Basically, for advertisement, really. So I've got it set up on Facebook and stuff, and people can go on there and see that I'm doing the plumbing, and if they need anything doing, they can obviously get in contact with us through the website.
For anyone that's listening to this, can you tell us your website then?
It's www.stevesplumbingsolutions.co.uk.
So is that working on your own or working with someone?
I'm working on my own, yeah. But okay. My girlfriend's dad's a plumber, so he helps me out if I need any assistance.
So what sort of jobs have you been doing then?
Full bathroom installations, radiator conversions, toilets, kitchen sinks, and general maintenance, I suppose.
So you're on your practical training at the moment then?
Yep.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, good. So very, very well laid out.
You mentioned you're doing a bit of plumbing work on the side and you've been doing that. Have you found that has sort of helped you with your practical training then?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Because obviously if you don't keep your hands in the stuff, you forget how to do the pipe bending and soldering and just keeping your hands in, and it seems to come quite easy doing what I'm doing now.
What are your plans then when you finish your course then? You've got qualified, you've done everything. What are your plans?
Plan to go and work for a company for a few years to get to know the trade, and then hopefully set up on my own and dive rich.
If anyone's listening to this interview and is training to be a plumber or thinking of training to be a plumber, have you got any advice or tips for them?
Basically, if they want to do it, do it. But I'd recommend trying to do private work on the side just to keep your hands in and, that's all I really can say.
That's great, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.